You're listening to This Is How We See It with your host, Eric Lee, the show where we say it like we see it.
Thanks for tuning into the show. Welcome to it. My name is Eric Lee, and beside me is my sidekick, Miss Ronnie V.
Hello, hello.
Making a face that I wish not for her to make that face again. What's going on, Ronnie V?
Nothing, you know, just working and, you know, going home. You know, I'm still trying to establish a life.
trying to establish a life.
You know, I don't go anywhere. I need a social life.
My cousin told me last night, he was like, you know what? You need to get a life.
Yeah, and so serious. What are we going to do about it?
I don't know. He said something about, like, downtown is happening on Friday nights and stuff.
You promised me entertainment.
First of all, I don't know why.
And still to this day.
Why would I promise? You were living here before I came back here. So why would I be promising you
entertainment? So this is the conversation. Every time you talk to me, you was like, you just don't do nothing. You don't go nowhere. When I move back, we're going to be going places.
I don't remember.
We're
going to
be doing this. And I'm like, I'm hyped up. I'm like, yes, let's do it. And all we do is go to the movies and.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever.
That's it.
Okay. Well, you know what? You come up with something. How about that?
Well, see, I told you, Raleigh to me doesn't have anything.
Yes, it really does. Okay. You have to really look for. Raleigh is really up and coming. I mean, it really has come up, to be honest with you.
Where are we going
to
go?
Well, I don't know. We have to talk about that on another show.
Okay. Maybe hey, listeners, if you have any entertaining spots, now we ain't talking about the do drop in and somewhere we can pop, lock, and drop it. We want some classy jazz, you know, laid back bar type scene or something like that, you know?
Yeah. So did you watch any of the debate? I think it was Monday. Did you see any of it? Monday?
Negative.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to have to say yes to that. I didn't watch it either. And here is why. I already know who the best candidate for the job is.
Exactly.
And so I've heard Trump say enough to know that he is not fit to be president of the United States.
Foolery.
So no debate.
No.
No nothing. No ad, no campaign ad. Nothing is going to change my mind that Hillary Clinton is the best person for the job.
Exactly.
That's all I'm going
to
say.
Now, I did see something that he was talking to a reporter, and he was saying, I don't know what went on in the debate, and he was saying something like, I wanted to say something about Clinton, but I respect Chelsea so much. I'm like, what? So that was like, well, what are you going to say? He said, maybe you'll find out on the next debate.
Oh, my God. First of all, here is what I did hear. I heard that he said that he was smart not to pay taxes. Hmm. Yeah, that's what he said. He said, Tanae has just joined us, ladies and gentlemen, with a plate of pizza.
I mean, always.
With a plate of pizza.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on.
My goodness. You know what? You talk too much, Eric Lee. You tell everybody business but your own.
Here is what I say to that. Here's what I say.
They would not have even known what I was eating when I walked in.
Well, everybody knows that you eat all the time.
All the time.
So for you to announce it, what is that? What?
And here's the thing.
But
right,
what
here
about your alcohol beverages?
Did you hear that?
Oh, your tribe.
Did you hear that?
did she get slapped?
Oh,
okay.
You just got slapped.
Ladies and gentlemen, Eric Lee and Ronnie V are always drunk during session.
First of all, I don't get drunk. So don't even try that.
What is it? They feeling mighty fine.
Just know this.
Okay.
So we're talking about Trump. Let's get back to Trump. So Hillary was saying something about you know, that one of the reasons that he has not released his tax returns is that he hasn't paid them. And she said, and he was like, that's just smart. Smart, really?
They should be ready to arrest him right now.
Exactly. How are you going to be president of the United States of America and not pay taxes? And then brag about you not paying taxes? That's what I don't understand.
Foolishness.
I know you can't talk right now, Tanae, because your mouth is full.
Foolishness. Ronnie V, you can talk. Go ahead, Ronnie V.
I can talk.
Oh, yeah, because she can hold lots of water in her jaw. Yeah.
But, yeah, so, you know, again, I'm not going to watch the, I think there are three debates scheduled, mm-hmm. I think, and I'm not going to watch either one of them because I already know that Hillary Clinton is the best person for the job.
Now, I can tell you something that I have been watching. I've been watching, like, all the memories, all the, you know, episodes with Obama and Michelle. You know, and it's just been like, I'm really going to miss them.
Yeah. Yeah. They brought class to the White House.
Yes.
They really did. I came across this article. You know how on one of the other shows, I talked about Republicans. People always think that Republican is synonymous with Christian. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, like Republicans are like the Christian, you know, ones, and that the Democrats
the
are right, right. I saw there were two articles that were in last week's paper that I thought were very interesting.
Okay.
And now these are facts. Now, this one article is called "The Grave Sin of Black Suppression." Now, this surprised me right here. It's been a tough few months for race relations in North Carolina. An array of federal judges, some appointed by Republican presidents and some by Democrats, issued detailed decrees finding our governor, Pat McCrory, who is a Republican, and General Assembly had engaged in three separate intended schemes of racial electoral suppression. Okay. In federal redistricting, in state legislative appointment, and in the multifaceted voter ID law, Republicans, the courts ruled, lied about their asserted goals.
What?
Mm-hmm. They sought to hinder African Americans, not to secure ballot integrity or statutory compliance. The discrimination was purposeful, pointed, and old school. Then Dallas Woodhouse, executive director of the state Republican Party, urged Republican majority local election boards to double down on racial repression. In an email to GOP appointees, he warned them to make party line changes to early voting by limiting hours and keeping polling sites closed on Sundays. Okay. And this is basically what he said. He says, we're after black folks because they are our adversaries.
Hmm.
Now, this is your Republican Party now here in North Carolina.
Hmm.
This is what you're saying. They found emails that he sent to people, and they published them. And basically, this is basically what he's saying, that African Americans are their adversaries. Really?
Just bold.
Exactly. And then people, and see, this is why people get so worked up when people deny racism. Mm-hmm. When people say things, you know, like, you know, everything is not about race. And I agree, everything isn't. But you know what? When it is, call it out.
That's right.
Let's call it out about race when it is. There's another article. Where is my other article?
Tanae stole it.
Oh my.
You know what? You need to be slapped.
Why do I need to be slapped?
Misplacing articles and oh my.
Anyway, let's talk about Keith Lamont Scott. Now, we've had a couple of shootings in the past week or two of police shooting. One was and we'll just talk about them separately right now. So in Charlotte just really kind of settled because they've had protests for like so long.
Yeah.
So Keith Lamont Scott was shot and killed. I think last Tuesday, I think he was in Charlotte. And so let's just kind of set up the scene here. So police are on a stakeout for someone totally different than Keith. Mm-hmm. Keith Lamont Scott was not the intended person. They were trying to serve a warrant on this other person. So Keith Scott pulls up beside the plainclothes officer. Mm-hmm. Okay. They say they observed him rolling a blunt, which is, isn't it like marijuana in like a cigar thing mm-hmm. or something like that?
I don't know, Ronnie V. What is it?
Whatever.
They observed him rolling a blunt and waving a gun, they said.
What?
Okay. So they approach him and they ask him to get out of the car. He refuses. There's a, like the wife is taping and, you know, everybody's taping these things. Now, the wife is videotaping what's happening, and she's telling police that, like, oh, he's no threat to them, that he has no gun, and that, like, something about he just took his medicine because he has a traumatic brain injury, mm-hmm. which, okay.
Why was he driving?
Right. Well, why are you sitting in a car and driving if, you know, your medicine is going to impair you? So finally, he gets out of the truck, and you can hear officers yelling, drop the weapon. Mm-hmm. Okay. The wife is yelling, don't shoot him, don't shoot him, he has no gun. Now, he begins to walk backwards toward the officers, and that is when he is shot, and he later dies there, you know, in the street. The officer that shot him was black as well, and his name was Brentley Vinson, okay? On all the videos that they have released, and remember, it took them so long to release videos, mm-hmm. It is not clear on whether or not Keith had a gun. Mm-hmm. I do, however, think it's a little odd for them to keep yelling, drop the gun, drop the weapon, you know, if he didn't have one.
Not at this now. Point. I don't.
Yeah, they don't believe it.
Yeah, back in the days, I might have would have believed it, but now... Mm-hmm. They have to have an alibi.
Yeah. You can see some sort of object lying beside his body, but it's not clear whether or not it's a gun. Okay. The officers say it's a gun, and then they took a picture of a gun and said, this is the gun that, you know.
So let me tell you the video that I seen. So the video is taking place. He's already shot. Mm-hmm. The police is standing beside him. But it's two police in standing in maybe
two police
standing maybe 3 feet from each other. Mm-hmm. So the whole time they're videotaping, nothing is in the spot. Somebody is circling the spot where it's nothing, clearly nothing there. Mm-hmm. The camera goes all the way to the left,
uh-huh.
where it's just showing one policeman.
Yeah,
barely.
Yeah,
when the camera moves back over,
yeah.
it's a black object on the ground.
So you're thinking they may have planted.
I truly think they did, because you mm-hmm. can clearly see it's nothing laying on the ground in between the body, the policeman, and the other policeman. You clearly see it's nothing at all. Hmm. And then the camera moves over yeah. for a good 30 seconds
yeah.
and then mm-hmm. come back, and something is just mysteriously there.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? You fired. You supposed to ring that bell twice.
Tanae wants me to keep ringing the bell when Ronnie V, when she thinks Ronnie V has mispronounced something.
Whatever, Tanae. Whatever.
But I agree. I would feel like that was something that was planted as well. I mean, because why would the camera have to go off screen? Why would it have to go off of that particular area?
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden...
Well, remember, the camera is on body. So wherever he turns... camera, yeah, I mean, it really does. Mm-hmm. It's on his person, so it's like right here. So if he turns,
did you see that video?
The camera's gonna go. I did.
So it just so happened to just he turned right where it just cut off mm-hmm. right in the area mm-hmm. that you can't see mm-hmm. with the police still right there, mm-hmm. and then goes back and something is just laying on the ground.
It's gonna be called a glitch. Yeah. That's what mm-hmm.
it's gonna be called a stitch. If I have something to say about it.
I don't know, but, you know, they've been protesting in Charlotte since Tuesday, and they had one night of rioting. And here's my thing about people. Why are you rioting and looting? That, like, takes away from the protest. Because people are like, and did you know that somebody got shot and killed? Mm-hmm. Yes, a guy named Justin Carr, who was one of the protesters, was shot in the head and killed by 21-year-old Raekwon Borum. Doing a peaceful protest. Yeah. I mean, that just kind of takes away you know, from what you're protesting about. Here's a peaceful protest, and then looting and rioting and all of that stuff happens.
Yeah, you know, Ebony's up there. Your niece, my little sister. Is she anywhere near the
She
protest
wasn't. She
stuff?
Wasn't anywhere. No, she wasn't anywhere near it. So,
have you talked to her? No. Tonight?
Yes, she actually called me, but because I'm on the show, I didn't have a chance to answer. But I did.
Oh,
have
she
a,
just called today. That's the only time you talked to her.
Oh no, I talked to her this morning as well.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. But she's okay. She sent a text and everything saying that she was okay. So
I had a friend who was down there when it happened, and the video that he sent me, I thought it was a joke. Yeah. I was like, where are you?
I'm going to let you finish that. We got to take a break. We'll be right back in just a moment. You are listening to This Is How We See It.
Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking. Time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, 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 oh. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can.
Hey, thanks for coming back with us. Before we went to break, Tanae was telling us about a friend of hers who was down there in the midst of the protest, and he sent you some video.
Yeah, he sent me a video, and I mean, in the first video, the people are kind of like in between a walk and a run, not a
small trot.
Yeah, kind of like I gotta get to the bathroom.
It's more like a horse gallop, right? Yeah, there,
that,
Tanae.
Yeah, okay, I don't know what that this? Is.
Yeah. What about that? They were not running, but they were close to it. And I mean, it was random fights going on. One man.
Did you see the lady with the baby that was running?
No, I didn't see. He didn't send me that video.
Oh my God. I mean, it was just, it's crazy. Just imagine just standing there, you know.
So why were they running? What was going on?
Because apparently someone had threw a trash can, and that's what started everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they were breaking the windows.
What, thought it was a gunshot or something?
On the buses? No, just...
I saw that. They broke into the Hornets, memorabilia store, and was stealing jerseys and stuff.
Create a riot?
It
was a riot.
Oh, I didn't know it got that bad.
Yes.
Yeah, my friend... you know, I'm glad he's okay, but he should have been hurt, because the whole time in the video, he's just smiling, just like while he's walking, like, you see this? Oh, what?
Good gracious.
I'm like, shouldn't you be getting in your car? And then, you know, after the match, I seen the pictures on Instagram where they had the windows busted out. And actually, my cousin, she actually rid on the... Oh, Jesus.
Can you get the bell?
No, there's no bell for me. She actually rode on the bus where the windows were smashed out, and the bus driver told them to just step over the glass.
Nothing. I mean, what was he supposed to
say? I mean, if you want this ride, move the glass to the side.
Well, I'd have said, well, this ride needs to be free.
I know that's right.
That's what I'd have said. Yeah, it's just, you know, people, you know, stop. You know, rioting and stuff. It just kind of takes away from, because it makes them think, see, you know, they're not protesting for, you know, they just want to riot.
This is what happens all the time when they get together.
They just want to be violent. So stop that. The other shooting, there's a shooting of Terrence Crutcher from Tulsa, Oklahoma. So let's set this up. 2 911 calls brought officers to the scene around 7:30 p.m. Okay. Now, the first call came from a woman who said that there was like an abandoned vehicle in the middle of the street. Okay. And it was blocking the street. And then she said something about a man was running away, warning that it was going to blow up. He had had car trouble and the car stopped in the middle of the street.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Another caller said somebody left their vehicle running in the middle of the street with their doors wide open. The doors are open. The vehicle is still running. It's an SUV. It's in the middle of the street blocking traffic. Okay. So Officer Betty Shelby was the first to arrive. Okay. But she was actually, she wasn't responding to that 911 call. She was responding to a domestic violence call when she came upon Terrence Crutcher, who she said, well, I thought he might have been impaired because, you know, I saw the SUV in the road and, you know, he was walking, you know, so she said she thought maybe he was high, was what she was trying to say. She asked Crutcher if the car belonged to him, but he got no response, okay? Crutcher began walking toward her with his hands in his pockets. So she says she politely asked him, take your hands out of your pocket, you know. Of course, officers don't want you walking up on him with your hands in your pocket. You can pull out anything. So he does comply and puts his hands out of his pocket and puts them up in the air. Okay, which she says she thought was strange.
You just asked him to put his hands up.
So how did you think was strange when you just told him to get his hands out of his pocket? Then she starts yelling and telling him to get on his knees, but she said he ignores her. Okay.
She's delusional.
He walks back to his car. One officer tasered him, but at the same time, she shoots. So he's already being tasered, and then you pull out your gun and you shoot him. She said that he looked like he was reaching for something. You know, they kept talking about the window, like they thought he was reaching in the window, proving that the window was rolled up. Mm-hmm. That's proof. So stop lying there, because yeah, the window was not even down. She says that he had a dazed look in his eyes. So she thought that he was on something.
Let me I just have a quick question.
Yeah, fair.
When does justice get served when these policemen or women have these medical degrees all of a sudden thinking, oh, he looks high, or I thought this and I thought that? When does justice get served from their thinking pattern?
Because we know that all the people, who's the guy that all of the officers got off? Gray, Freddie Gray. Mm-hmm. Remember, we reported that. And then you hear someone in the helicopter says he looks like a big bad dude.
Yeah.
First of all, you're up in the sky. How do you know that he looks like a big bad dude?
Exactly.
You know, so already
stereotyped.
You formed an opinion of this man, you know. She has been charged with first degree manslaughter.
And should be. She's going to get off. But well, it was just something, you know, for the crowd to say, hey, we're doing our part.
We got her.
But like you say, hey, take your hands out your pocket. Put your hands up. He do it. I was alarmed. What do you mean? You asked the man to take his hands out of his pocket.
She was scared for her life. Scared for your life? How? How are you so scared?
She need another profession then.
That's the point.
Because there's going to be a lot of guys that's bigger than you. So what are you going to do?
You know what? A lot of times, it just makes me get upset because, you know, I was going to school for criminal justice. And I took a couple classes, and I just realized this is not a system. It's not a built system. It's built for us to fail.
Mm-hmm. No. Let me tell you what it's built on. It doesn't matter the truth. It's about what you can prove. Mm-hmm. It's about what seems.
Okay, law-abiding citizen.
No. Let me tell you, because, and that was actually one of my best subjects in college, business law that I took, mm-hmm. and the teacher actually named was Miss Law. But we used to have certain, cases that mm-hmm. we would solve. And it was interesting because we was all, like, everybody had their valid points. But at the end, it was all about what you can prove.
Exactly.
It don't matter what happened.
What actually
straightforward.
Happened.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
What can you prove and what can you make the jury mm-hmm. believe?
Please, just give me
no,
the bail.
You're the only one that gets the bail today, okay?
You know what? Fine.
You know why Beep. You get the bail? You get the bail because you're always late. You're always eating.
And always eating, yes.
Yes, and you
true.
Just need to get the bell.
But yes, were you not true. Tapping me on my shoulder?
Once again, I was concerned about your well-being.
So it's you no ate my slice of pizza right. to make sure that
it's
I was
no
okay.
There's no need for you to eat to swallow. Because
two large slices.
Because you're not chewing. It's no need for you to swallow
you know
two
what?
Slices of pizza.
I am so glad that Ronnie
if I can
is
be
now
here
a medical examiner. That she knows now that I don't chew my food.
That's right. You know what? It's all about what I can prove. That's all that matters.
Okay, well, I'm approved this when I send this. You know what? Okay.
Get bail. Can we get the bail, please?
Anywho, when I went to that class, I mean, it was a teacher who she brought in a rehabilitated criminal.
What?
That's a cow.
You, Tanae?
Why would you do that to Ronnie V?
That's a cow.
Why would you do that? Ronnie V, I'm so sorry you had to hear
well,
that.
Well, you know what? I'm not ashamed anymore. You know what? I've been small all my life, you know? And a lot of people get mad with me because I can eat 3 whole pizzas if I want to
and
still not gain any weight. I can't help it, okay? I do want to gain a little weight, but the ones who know they can't do it, just don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't be mad. Don't
like
look at
me.
Yeah, don't look at me with your nose all scrunched up and stuff.
He does look that way.
Skinny heifer. It's not right. I didn't do anything to anyone. Now, I would share my pizza, but don't get mad with me because it doesn't stay.
Yeah, pepperoni.
Okay, now what were you saying, Tanae, about...
So then she brought in a rehabilitated criminal. So in
she brought so, in so a explain, rehabilitated yeah. criminal?
So explain it was a means. Guy who was in jail. He had committed a crime when he was younger. He had been in prison for some time. So once he got out of prison, you know, he said that there was a program that helped him find a job, lived in a halfway house for a little bit, dig on his feet, and he was able to be a full citizen, even though he said he was not because he could not vote. It was something
true.
He
That's
was
true.
Not able to do. So in the classroom, you know, he talked about what happened when he told his story. Now, he asked, you know, how many people in here are racist? He was African-American.
Which of course, nobody raised their
actually,
hand.
Actually, the guy in front of me raised his hand high and proud. And
shut up! Are you kidding me?
High and proud.
You know, white guy?
Yes, and so then the black guy high-fived him and said, you know what? Thank you for your honesty. He said, you know, everyone in here is a tad bit racist. We do have our judgments of others. And, you know, the guy asked him, he said, do you think that Albert deserves a second chance? The Caucasian male told him no. He said, you know, looking at you, seeing you, he said, I would think not, that you were not fully rehabilitated.
And that's just his opinion.
Yeah. And the guy said, so after you hear my story, what are your thoughts now? And I'm like, why do we care what he think for him? You know, in my head, I'm like, I don't care what this man think. I start taking my little pencil in the back of that neck.
That sounds very racist, but go ahead.
No. It's so anywho. I mean, the black guy was just like, you know, thank you for your honesty. And the guy said, you know, listen to your story and actually hearing what happened. It does sound like you can be rehabilitated. But he said, going off of me just seeing you for the first time, he said, I would have chose not to do that because I don't think that criminals can be rehabilitated.
Okay, but criminals or black people?
That's what the guy was saying. What's the difference? Explain to me. Because the other guy in the for our other side, he had, I think he had like, cocaine, but the black guy had crack. Mm-hmm. And so we were trying to go back and forth with the difference.
Well, one's
crack is whack.
Well, one is considered a white man's drug, and then the other one's considered a poor man's drug.
That the poor man's drug carries a larger
sure
charge.
It does, because more black people get caught with
but
it.
But the Caucasian one, you know, they weren't friends, but they were kind of cool with each other. And he said, you know, I got this, you know, amount of years, even though my drug is more pure and what I was doing, I knew what I was doing, but they didn't get the same opportunities, and that was the whole point.
Let me tell you something. You know how people say, when you fill out job applications, just be honest. You won't get judged based on your past.
You will.
It's a crock of duty.
Yeah,
okay.
You will.
Do you have a sound for that?
Yeah, you will.
Yeah. No. Well, I have
you
one.
Have a
Buddy V.
Let me tell you. So
Buddy V.
I had a guy that I was interviewing, and he was straightforward and honest about his application. He had charges from 19 years ago. He was a young boy when it happened.
A boy.
40-some years old now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we had to send it up to HR and let them be the determining factor.
Right.
And they said no. So how can you expect someone to start over and change their life when you don't even give them a chance?
Yeah.
Exactly.
19 years
That's
ago.
True.
19
That's true.
Years
the
ago.
That the guy made in class.
That's true. I had a guy who my HR wouldn't let me hire because he had two joints on him in college when he was 18 years old so many years ago. And I just thought it was the most ridiculous thing that you're still holding this.
It?
He was black. You know, you're still holding this, you know, and this thing happened so many years ago. It was amazing. We got to take another break. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking. Time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, 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 oh. Wake up, all the
teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can.
Hey, thanks for coming back with us. Still talking about the shootings of Terrence Crutcher in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and Keith Lamont Scott in Charlotte. And, you know, I've said this in the past. Fellas, black men, when you get pulled over by police, the first thing I think that you should be thinking about is getting out alive.
Yeah.
You know, and complying. I understand that you might be mad. You might think that the reason you are being pulled over is wrong. You might think it's racist. But still, your first thought should be, I got to make it home.
But you know what? One thing that, and I was looking at one of my favorite movies a couple of nights ago, Set It Off. Mm. One thing, fear does paralyze you. And sometimes you hear what they're saying and you understand what they're asking you to do, but you're in that paralyzed state, like you're just not comprehending, like, okay, they're telling me to put my hands up. Because you're worried about what done already happened and what they're going to do to you. And then the fact that 9 times out of 10, you're by yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, stop pulling over on a dark road. Stop pulling over, period. I mean, they gonna follow you. They got the lights on. Go somewhere where you feel safe.
Yeah.
I've done it before. I've put on my
hazard lights.
Yes,
because you get
lights.
Pulled over a lot of times.
No. I put my hazard lights on, and I have, you know, reduced my speed to the point that they would know, hey, I'm not trying to run away. And I have put over in a well-lit parking lot or gas station.
Sure, yeah, yeah. And I think you can do that pretty much.
I'm going to pull over in my home.
But I just think that
after a couple of miles, now you can't stop.
For real?
I just, huh?
What if it's nothing in between these miles that you pass? And yeah, what if it's no stores?
Yeah, I don't know if, you know, so I don't know if there's a, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if there's a limit to.
Well, until it's stated, I'm going to ride until I get to somebody's house that I know.
Yeah. I just think that the one thing that really should be on our minds is getting out alive, because we see what's happening to us.
Yeah.
We see what's happening to us when we comply and when we don't comply.
But that's the thing. You're saying the one thing that should be on your mind is getting out alive. But when you're complying, you're still getting shot.
Well, at least then.
What you supposed to say? At least
I
gave
complied,
it a shot.
I complied. And they, you know what I mean? I think that most shootings happen when they don't comply. And I think that people are mad because they're thinking, well, why did you pull me over anyway? Which, again, I get that, but try to get out of it a lot. Sue later. If you need to bring a lawsuit, if you need to complain against the officer, do that later. But the one thing that should be on your mind is making it out alive, because we don't get afforded the same as if a white guy was pulled over or a white lady was pulled over, as you can clearly see.
Yeah.
And again, I do not think that all police officers are racist. There are good cops out there, and bravo to the good cops.
Yeah.
Bravo to them, those that have sworn to serve and protect. We thank God for you. But there are bad apples out there. You know, people,
yeah.
I just saw on Facebook this lady. She was a part-time police officer, and I forgot where she was, put on Facebook, I'm the law tonight, ends.
What's a part-time police officer?
I guess she wasn't full-time. She was a part-time at this thing. And she posted on Facebook, I'm the law tonight, N-word. And she got fired.
Let me tell you about a situation that happened in my story yesterday. So a customer came up to me and asked, you know, for a manager. And then they asked for, like, a store manager. So a guy was walking around the store with two guns on his side. So two guns.
He had a carry permit.
But this is the thing. So he was asking, what is Food Lion's policy, right? Mm. And And this is, so, you know, of course I called a store manager because I don't know the policy. Right, I know that we don't have any signs posted, and I don't know what the, you know, procedure is. So, you know.
If he has a permit, he can bring the gun anywhere.
But you have to, how do you know if you have a permit? Unless you ask.
I mean, yeah.
And then as our policy, we don't go up to people asking, hey.
Sure.
Do you have a permit? So, so it was, you know, he was like, he asked the guy, was he a officer or a sheriff or anything? He told him no. So, you know, it was kind of like a tough, thin line because as a customer, I understand how you're thinking.
Sure, you're looking like this person got two guns,
but
you know.
Legally on our side.
He wasn't wearing a badge or anything, or anything like that, plain clothes.
It wasn't nothing that we could do. Like, what did you want us to do? Yeah. We understand. Like, and we explained to him, we understand your concern.
Oh, so the customer came to you guys to complain. Okay.
Yeah, like, I don't know what this guy is or... We just know he has two guns on him.
Sure.
And so, you know, we was just explaining to him, like, we can't go and just ask everybody. Just like, we have officers that come in, security guards that come in at night here. But we know they're security guards. So that's one thing that I am going to try to find out, like, what, you know, what role do we play in that? Like, what can we say? What can we, can't we say? I don't think there's nothing we can do about it. And we just kind of explained it to him and just said, you know,
unless
we apologize
have a sign
for
the
discomfort.
That says, so, like, no guns in this. You know.
But see, we don't have a sign in you don't have a sign in grocery store saying no pets.
So I've seen some. Well, I don't know about in a grocery store.
Yeah, I've never seen because I went to other grocery stores. I've never seen any signs that say no pets. So I and it doesn't say like service dogs or anything. I've seen people come in with dogs, but there I've seen people come in with dogs in a stroller, in a baby stroller. What are we to do?
Yeah.
And what if they want a dog?
Yeah.
It was, but it was some cute little dogs though, but. You know, just so what would be the difference? Somebody come in and bring a pit bull on a chain.
Yeah.
Like, what are we supposed to say? Hey, the chihuahua can stay, but you have to leave. Right. You know, so what kind of line do we. It's
that's
just it's confusing.
That's
I've seen a guy
interesting.
With a gun in the food line before, and I left.
Okay. But, you know, and again, you know, I just think that we need to do what we need to do to make sure that we make it home. And, you know, it's not fair. You know, it really isn't fair. Ronnie V, you brought a good point up during the break. And you said
can you say that one more time? Can you just start from the beginning?
I will not.
no.
Tanae, you said that there was a guy who came to your one of your classes. And he was, he said that everybody is a little bit racist. Ronnie V, you kind of agreed with that.
I did, and that was just on personal experience.
Say your word wholeheartedly.
Let me tell you what the example I gave. So I have been around people before. Say like you get around a group of people that, you know, maybe friends of friends that you know. And just say, just it's a simple comment, but if you take it in the contents of what it said, like I have been around people and said, you know what? You're pretty cool for a white girl. Mm-hmm. Now, anybody outside looking in would take it as a racist comment. That's just like somebody saying, hey, you're not that bad for a black girl. Like, it's just sometimes it's just the way you judge people without knowing them. Mm-hmm. Because I don't just open myself up to strangers all the time. But you still kind of got a wall up until you realize, hey, you know, this person is pretty funny or this person is pretty cool to hang out with. So you have to have you don't have to have, but some people have like a barrier, and I don't see that no different for me judging, because being racist is like judging based off of color.
Right.
And I can admit and say that I have been in situations like that before where I have white friends that like we hang out, we party and stuff together, but you know it other people brought us together. And from the beginning, I judged.
So what you're saying is that you don't think that you, are you saying that without the other people bringing you with these white friends, that you don't think that you would have been friends with them?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm just going off based on the past experience. Like, maybe if it was like some coworkers, that's something different. Like, okay, we work together. So at some point we got to know each other. So boom, we hang out.
Yeah, I don't know if that's racist though.
Oh, so, well, that's how I was looking at it, because like I said, I'm looking at it like, you know, on the any other normal circumstance, we probably wouldn't have crossed paths or hung out.
But I think that the fact that
So what would you call that then?
I don't know.
Okay,
I don't know.
So I'm not okay, well I'll take it back. I don't have not a tad bit of racism.
But a lot of people do think that everyone has a little bit. Here is what I will say. I think that sometimes we say, I think that a lot of times we say things that might be a little, you know, racist, you know, like generalizing a whole group of people, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean?
Like the comment that I made, like, hey, you.
Yeah, something, you know, like that.
I would think more of my friend, he's allergic to poultry. And I said, but you're black, you know, making a little.
Something like that. You know, like.
But see, that's somebody that you, like, you guys have that relationship at this point. You've built that relationship to say stuff like that to each other. So, but at a point, you had to have built that relationship. It had to start from somewhere.
Absolutely not. The first day he told me that.
What?
I said, but you're black.
Yeah. And you know, and sometimes you just, and sometimes, you know, you hear, you know, people say, well, you know, well, white people do this. And I think that what it is just like, it's a, because I personally do think that it's a culture difference sometimes between how black people are raised and how white people are raised.
Where do you know to draw the line between racism?
Well, yeah. Well, where do you draw the line between that?
Or
right?
Prejudice. I think a lot of people get racism and prejudice mixed up.
You think they're different?
Yeah. Aren't they?
You might, I don't know. You might need to do some research on
that. I was about to ask you.
Know. So I don't know if that's
racism is
different.
An ideology.
Okay.
Okay, right. So she went to class for 2 hours and learned a big word. Okay.
No, I mean, I had a teacher who literally
So
gave
what's
me
the difference between racism and prejudice?
Racism.
I've had the answer when we come back, I promise you.
Well, let's talk about this new North Carolina video surveillance law. On October 1st, which is Saturday, a new law called House Bill 972 will go into effect that blocks the release of law enforcement recordings from body cameras or dashboard cameras with limited exceptions. Under HB 972, audio and video captured by police body cameras or dashboard cameras are not public record, meaning the general public has no right to see or obtain copies of them. Now, Governor Pat McCrory signed this into law. So if someone wants a copy or record of some footage, that person has to petition a judge, okay, for a court order for it to be released. So you know how Charlotte, you know, a lot of people are calling for Charlotte to release the dash cam videos? Mm-hmm. Well, as of this Saturday, in North Carolina, they may not do that. You have to go stand in front of a judge. You have to petition a judge. And if the judge feels that, no, you don't need it, then you're not getting it.
I think that's bull.
Of course it is. Because critics, and here's the thing, Republican Governor Pat McCrory said that the new law will promote uniformity, clarity, and transparency.
How?
It will do the total opposite of that. Critics, including the state's Attorney General Roy Cooper, who is running for governor, said that it will have the opposite effect of minimizing, it will minimize police accountability. And that's it. And that's exactly what it would do.
Just a legal cover up.
Sure. 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 Really? Seriously? Like you're going to now. Here is what I will say, just like in Keith Lamont Scott, you know, the wife, you know, they're saying, oh, he was in the truck reading a book. Really? Remember how they said that he was supposed to have been reading a book? Mm-hmm. That man was not reading a book.
Clearly.
He was not. He was rolling a blunt.
He was smoking on them reefers.
and waving a gun.
You think he was waving a gun?
Well, that's what they said. He was waving
far
a gun.
From reading a book.
Right. Like he was so innocent and reading a book. Really?
Reading a book.
Let me tell you. I'm thinking back to just the law you just said, as far as the cameras. You know what? It doesn't even matter. Because clearly being on tape does not matter to the law anyway.
Yeah. I think the next logical step for them to do is
to just record a video or make a song you know, during the time
you know,
of the
a YouTube video,
I got you on camera, you know.
Oh, yeah, they don't care nowadays. They really don't care. Some of them will tell you, officer such and so now. They really don't care that you're recording them now.
And especially, and when you let them know I'm recording you, and
right,
they act out even more. Oh, you want something to see?
I tell you, it's getting to be ludicrous. Dangerous. It's getting to be dangerous out here.
Yeah, like I don't even want to go out anymore.
Well, I don't. To be honest with y'all, I don't hang out at night anymore.
No. Well, we didn't do that
Not just because I'm sleepy at 9:30.
Eight.
Not to so say look, that.
The difference in prejudice and racism. Prejudice is...
Well, guess what, Ronnie V? Okay. I will give you time to talk about that when we get back from this commercial break. We'll be back in a moment. Stay right with us.
Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking. Time for thinking ahead. World's changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, 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 oh. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can.
We are back. Thanks for coming back with us. Ronnie V, you're going to tell us the difference between racism and prejudice.
Okay, so prejudice is preconceived opinion that is not based on reason or actual experience.
Now, give an example.
Why you got to go there?
I get it. I get it. And what's racism?
Racism is... Mm-hmm. Racism is the belief that all members of each race possess characteristics or abilities specific to that race, especially so as to distinguish it as inferior or superior to another race or races.
It's kind of the same thing, though. But
so prejudice,
but one
like,
might be
prejudice
a,
is the thought before.
Yeah. Yeah, prejudice is like, I feel this way, and I ain't got no reason behind it. I just do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You
yeah.
know, so.
Like, sometimes when I see Ronnie
okay,
B
so
comments,
then, so let me say this then. Maybe I'm a little prejudiced.
I know I am, because then when I see Ronnie V and her children coming, I look around and I hide all my quarters.
But all of y'all are black, though.
Whatever.
So how is that? How
because,
is that prejudice?
Because prejudice is not about race.
Oh,
Ronnie
okay.
V and her children are different.
First of all, let's go back to this quarter thing.
I lay out specific.
First of all, yes. My son is your BFF, uh-huh. So you keep all your secrets, all his secrets, you keep them from me, mm-hmm. and... He didn't think that you was going to use those quarters, and he took those quarters. That's between y'all. You know you're not going to keep not going to keep bringing me into this.
You're right. I can't blame him. I mean, somebody who puts a box of quarters taped underneath their bed, that obviously they don't want them. Obviously, right?
He did not get those quarters under your bed.
They were.
They was on the dresser.
This sounds like a personal thing. That's
yeah,
going on
and thinking
right
of personal
but look,
things,
but that's between
have you read your emails.
That's between her and
I have not
her
read
BFF.
My emails yet. Oh, about that. We'll talk about that before we.
I have a new.
Were we right?
So no. So Trump made a statement, and
why
I want,
do you keep
I want
talking
to
about
you,
that sausage head Trump?
Because I like for people to know how silly he is. Trump makes a statement, and he says that blacks are worse off under Obama.
I mean, just listen to it, Donald Trump.
Do y'all think so? Do y'all think that blacks
Any
are worse off?
Who was holding on to that hairstyle is obviously troubled.
But do you think that we are worse off under Obama?
Of course not.
You don't think so?
I don't know why people think all these problems create. Oh, Obama's in office now, so all these problems. No, he tried to fix what was already
we
wrong.
A handout. Some people was like, "Oh, you know, my president's black. That's great," but. Just because he's black and you're black does not mean you
don't mean you was gonna get free credit. Like your credit score was gonna just jump up all of a sudden. I know, Tanae. I know that's what you thought.
Oh, my credit score did jump up. I've been paying my bills, giving it hand.
Right, that's the way.
On time.
That's the way
you
it
have.
When
it goes,
and when
it
I get
up.
Extra money, you know,
what
I
you
place
do?
It on different accounts.
I am so proud of you.
Here's what I will say. I don't think that we are worse off under Obama, but it does seem that when Barack Obama got into the White House, it seems that racism just went out of control. And it just seems that people were blatant.
They were in shock and disbelief.
And unashamed about their racism.
But it was to be expected. Who thought that it was going to be any different from how it turned out? Be honest. Who thought it was going to, oh, well, he's a president, and that respect is just going to automatically come? Like, who thought that it was going to happen that way?
I thought that he would be disrespected and you know.
Kind of behind closed doors.
I knew that, because we had talked about it. You know, I talked about it with many people, and I said, you know what, they are really going to give him a hard time. What I did not think would happen is what we're seeing now. I mean, it's like, I agree with a lot of commentators. It's like Trump is bringing out is bringing out the racism in people.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And mm-hmm. I think that under Obama, it happened, because I think people are probably mad because we have a black president, yeah. Probably number one, and you know, and probably think, oh, y'all think y'all bad because y'all got, you know, one of y'all in the White House. Well, I'm gonna show y'all, you know, that we're still, you know, superior.
And then they're trying to put KKK in there.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Probably already in there.
And that's what I think. And I think that people are more bold now. Just like the guy who, when the guy said, who's racist, and he raised his hand.
Yeah.
I mean, people are more bold now to come out and say it.
I think people should have been honest. It was a chance to be honest. And, you know, it was a class assignment.
Everyone saw his hand.
So he was the only one. So everybody else in there were fakes.
It was some people who were kind of like, I mean, who in here is racist?
Right, I mean, that's
high
something.
High and proud. And that's when he said that he's going to be a police officer, see? I said to myself, you know what? That's what they're doing. They're getting into these positions that are allowing them to have these.
What did I say?
But let me tell you something. You can't be mad about somebody being truthful up front.
That's true.
So that's
true.
The only respect I can give him.
That's true.
But mm-hmm. besides lying about it and then, you know, portraying to be something, somebody else.
Right.
Like, he was honest about it.
I know, but he was just so comfortable. You know, right. You know, with me sitting behind him with my pencils, I don't understand. Like,
you wanted to stab him in his the back of his...
You wanted to stab him because he was honest?
I wanted to
kindly
poke his neck. Said, excuse me, sir.
But why?
Hoo-hoo.
One reason why. Because he was honest?
Because his neck was looking at me.
Well, I think because you were... Not that you bold were enough honest, to say right, but that you were bold enough to say that I'm a racist in a room full of black people.
But you know what?
And feel nothing. Comfortable. Right, yes. Very comfortable about it.
Was he the only one, white person in the room or something?
No, but just to say that... There, now,
he
I'm
probably
like,
didn't think he was going to be the only one.
There were some people who were like, I do have my moment. You know, kind of...
So you didn't want to stab them in the neck?
No, because I barely saw. I mean, he just proudly raised his. This is a guy who's like, you know, a sloth in class. I mean, just slow and just there. Let's be honest.
Okay, but, so what's the difference if somebody, if they would have asked, well, who in the room is gay? And he would have. Would you have looked at him any different? Because he was the only one that stood out and said, hey, that's me.
That doesn't affect me.
Why? Mm-hmm. Why would him being racist affect you?
Because she's black.
What are you talking about?
And he's white.
I'm not his race.
Have he done anything to you?
No.
I'm just saying, like, on a personal level. Have he treated you any different? So up until that point, what changed? By him admitting out loud that he was racist, what changed after that point?
Was the sense the way of you being looked at him. Proud about it. The sense of, you know, and the smirk, am I the only one?
Did you perceive it that way? Absolutely. Or did he just clearly raise his hand because a question was asked and he was... Being truthful.
I will say this though. I think that I would be
I was taken
happy with the fact that at least I know you now.
Exactly.
I think that I would be, but yet and still though, I think that I would feel a certain kind of way that you would feel so proud. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? To raise your hand and you know, profess this,
and
you know.
So, someone asked, do you know what race is?
But
you know,
what changed after he admitted that?
The
rest of the year. No, seriously. What changed? Did he start talking to people in a different way? Did people start treating him a different way? What changed after he admitted that he was racist? Did he ever do anything?
I think that people will start treating him a different kind of way.
No, did they? It already happened, right? How long ago this happened?
This was in school last year.
So did anything happen? Anything different happen after that point with this guy?
I mean, no one wanted to be his partner, but I mean,
sure. Why do I want to be your partner? And you just told me that you are a racist. Like, I wouldn't want to be your partner. I think I would be happy that I know who you are, because a lot of racist people, oh, hi, how are you? They smile in your face, mm-hmm. and then they stab you in your back.
Well, you know, friends do that too. So what's the difference?
But I'm just saying, yeah. I think that I would be happy that, you know, I know you now, you know, so I know how to deal with you, you know, being a racist.
I just think he was the only one that was being honest. I believe that it's some black people in that class that wanted to raise their hand, but they was too cowardly not to do it.
Well, if they did, I didn't notice it because they didn't shoot up in front of my face.
But I'm just saying, because they was cowards.
But you know what, though? My grandmother used to always say to me, you know, everybody has a right to say whatever, but some things you just shouldn't say. As being an adult,
well, they shouldn't the question, though. Well, I mean, like,
I'm not saying that, you know, he felt comfortable enough to raise his hand, but, you know, I'm just saying that some things, you know, just like sometimes I feel about Donald Trump, you know, you're saying too much. Did you hear about the latest thing about him calling Miss America? She's of Spanish descent. I think she won back in, what was it, 2004 or something like that? He called her a fat slob because she had gained weight, mm-hmm. and called her Miss Housekeeping because she's Latina. And she's coming out. She's coming out now.
I'm not going to laugh at that. Wait, but if
she used to be Miss America.
If she's fat. Okay, so what if she was white and he said
first
that?
Of all, she's not fat. She is considerably bigger now, years later, you know, she is a little bit bigger now, but she's not fat. And but because she's Latina, you call her Miss Housekeeping?
What if you think, how do you know that's the reason why he called her Miss Housekeeping?
Why else would he call her Miss Housekeeping? She's Latina.
She might look like he's
stereotyping. He stereotyped her. That's exactly what
today. You
to
know
say.
What? Don't look at me like that, okay? I'm just trying to get all angles
tasteless
here.
Okay, guys, I want to get this in. I've been holding this for so long.
What?
Gas.
A couple of things that you should never put on your face. And a lot of this stuff, you know how we always talk about black don't crack? First of all, that's a lie. I've seen some crack black before. I've seen some crack black. But some of the things I don't agree with, but let's go. Hot water. I thought you're supposed to put hot water on your face.
How do you get the crust out your eyes and stuff?
And I heard it opens up your pores. That's why you use it.
Yeah, for gut to get in there.
It says this is a very common one, but most people don't know it. Water that is too hot can dry out your skin, mm-hmm. causing an overproduction of oil and acne breakout. Mm-hmm. Always use lukewarm water on your skin.
But, you know, usually when you wash your face, you still put lotion on. So why should you be?
You put lotion on your face?
I do.
I do. Crazy.
On my face. Yeah, I do.
You ain't never seen nobody with no ashy face.
No, I just use like a moisturizer, but it's like with a SPS in it, you know?
Look, I got time for one more body lotion, and you know what? Let's table this until next time, because I was very surprised about a lot of these, and so let's just kind of table these until next time. But we got to get out of here. We are done. We thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye for now.
Wake up, everybody! No more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world's changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, 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 oh. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can.